Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
Helping someone who is looking for help can be easy. The challenge is when you notice somebody who needs help but is not looking for it. Can I help you manage your children? An offer for help that does not use tact can be interpreted as an insult. So the option of saying, you know, I'm going to avoid looking out for people in need because I may offend somebody, that's clearly a cop-out that can have grave consequences if somebody really needs your help. The key is to come up with a way to offer your help in a way that makes the person receiving your help feel good about it. Today's Hayom Yom points out that the same is true when you are offering help in spiritual matters. The Rebbe initiated a campaign to teach and strengthen the observance of Taras HaMishpacha, the laws of Jewish family purity. Now, it's so easy to kind of back away from this mitzvah and say, you know, I don't want to get involved in making suggestions about the way somebody should lead his or her personal, intimate life. I mean, you run the risk of making a huge mess, says today's Hayom Yom. Let us imagine that Hashem gave you the opportunity to save an entire Jewish community from an impending disaster that would bring the entire community to extinction. It would destroy the community. And you have the opportunity to rescue that entire community. You would certainly be willing to risk your life for this purpose, and you would be thankful at the opportunity to be able to save and make such a huge difference. The same holds true to an even greater degree when you talk about teaching the laws of family purity. It is an endeavor which literally saves lives. So don't be a cop-out and distance yourself. Learn effective ways to teach this mitzvah in a way that people appreciate.